Welcome to the Manage Impact Development Training for Operations Manager. My name is Brian Wren. I'm a knowledge engineer with Microsoft, focusing on System Center and cloud technologies. This lesson is titled Health Rollup. Now at this point, we have a few monitors for classes in our sample application, but we want that health to roll up to the other classes above them. So if we go back to our diagram showing the service model for our sample application and all the classes and relationships that we've discovered, we now have some monitors in place for several of the classes in that long row across the bottom. But what we want now is to take some control over how we manage those health states and roll them up to those other classes. Now, I've already spent some time with unit monitors, and we've already seen this slide here describing the different types of monitors. But what we need to talk now is about aggregates and dependencies. Now, I've already spent some time with unit monitors, and what we need to do now is talk about aggregate and dependency monitors, and we'll talk about each in significant detail. Now, we've already seen aggregate monitors without really talking about them, and that's because the monitors we've already created, we put underneath an existing aggregate. Every object will have those four standard aggregate monitors that you should be familiar with: availability, performance, security, and configuration. Now the reason for that, if you open the System Library Management Pack, you'll find those four aggregate monitors targeting system.entity, targeting that class. And if you remember back to the lesson on classes, all classes eventually inherit from the System Entity class. In addition to inherited properties, as we showed in that lesson, classes also inherit any monitoring from their base classes. So all classes inherit those four aggregate monitors. Now what an aggregate monitor does is allow us to group together multiple monitors and combine them into a single health measurement. If you look at the example that I have here, we have three unit monitors, one underneath availability and two underneath performance. Now imagine that one of our performance monitors goes to a warning state. That would roll up to the performance aggregate and then up to the overall health of the object. If we then get an error state on the availability monitor, for example, then that's going to roll up the same way and will set the object's health to the worst of the aggregates underneath it. We can actually define a best state aggregate, but worst state is by far the most common. So if you look down at the bottom level there, we have three different health states on the unit monitors, but we roll up the worst of those, and so our overall health of our object says that we're currently in a critical error state. Now you can create your own aggregate monitors. You can either target them at the object alongside the standard aggregates, or you can put them underneath one of them. Now, one use of custom aggregates is just to group together similar monitors when you have a lot of them targeted at the same class. But a very interesting use of them is to control alerting. Remember when we created our unit monitors, we specified that we wanted an alert created when the monitor changed to a negative state. We can do that same thing with aggregates. Now the scenario where this is useful is when you have multiple related monitors but only want a single alert. If one of the monitors turns red, you're going to investigate the problem, and there's no need to send multiple alerts if other related monitors go red as well. In this case, you could configure each of the unit monitors to not send an alert, but then configure the aggregate that they're underneath to send one. That way it sends an alert only when the first monitor changes the aggregate state. Other unit monitors may change to a critical state underneath it, but since the aggregate is already in a critical state, no alert is sent because its state doesn't change. We'll actually build a custom aggregate that does exactly that in a bit when we do our sample. Dependency monitors are what we use to base the health of one object on the health of another object. So even though we built all those relationships between our classes, we aren't going to get any health rollup until we actually attach dependency monitors to them. Now I can describe this best through an example. Now what I have on screen here is the relationship between SQL database, database engine, and computer. So what we see here is that database is hosted by the database engine, and of course database engine hosted by computer. Now each of these different objects has their own set of monitors associated with them, their own set of unit monitors, their own set of aggregates. But when we have a problem with the database health goes red, but that's where it stops. The database engine and the computer would still be completely healthy. In order to have the health roll up from the database to the database engine, we have a dependency monitor that's attached to that hosting relationship. Now a dependency monitor can follow either a hosting or a containment relationship, but they always have to follow some relationship. And as we'll see in our sample, when we configure the dependency monitor, we don't really tell it a source and target object, we tell it a relationship that will be attached to, and of course the relationship is what defines the source and the target. Now the other thing that we can specify when we define the dependency monitors is when it rolls up to an aggregate or directly to the object itself. Now in this example, I'm showing the availability of the database roll up to the availability of the database engine. If I had a performance problem on the database, it wouldn't roll up. I could create another dependency that went from performance to performance, or I could roll up straight from the database object to the database engine object without any aggregates involved. We'll see that configuration when we create our sample. It's pretty straightforward. And of course, the choice that you choose will define how your Health Explorer is going to look. And again, we'll illustrate that when we get over into our sample. And then, of course, just to complete basically our sample here, we would also have a dependency monitor in place from database engine up to computer, so that when we viewed the computer. And then, of course, to complete this sample, we would also most likely put a dependency monitor from the database engine to the computer. And so that way, if I viewed that computer object, I would, of course, see that error state. Then I could drill all the way down until I found the problems on a particular database. So now this is just using SQL as an example, and of course all of these dependency monitors and this configuration is already defined in the SQL Management Pack, and that's something that you could certainly go have a look at yourself and see exactly how that health rollup's going. Now the last thing to consider about dependency monitors is the algorithm that you want to use for the health rollup. We usually use what we call a worst of state. That means we're going to roll up the worst health of any the underlying objects. And I talked about that when we talked about aggregates. We can also do a best of state, which essentially says that any of the objects are healthy, then we're okay. As long as one of the objects down below the hosting objects is healthy, then that object is going to go healthy as well. We need them all to go bad before we roll up an unhealthy state. Now, more common is a percentage, where we can specify a certain percentage of objects that need to be unhealthy. A good illustration of when that's an interesting scenario is think of a web farm where you have multiple servers hosting a site. You might have enough capacity that you can lose a couple of servers and still have the site run fine. In that case, you may want to roll up the server's health to some other object that's the target of your SLAs. That object only shows downtime when a percentage of web servers is down such that it affects the actual performance of the site. Okay, so here's what we're going to do with our sample application that we've been working on. First, we want to do a custom aggregate. Now, we already have a unit monitor in place that we created to check the process utilization of our central receiver of that process. So what I'm going to do is add another unit monitor for memory utilization. That should just take us a couple of minutes. Very quick, we can just copy the first one. And then basically change the counter. Then what we'll do is we'll create an aggregate to hold each of those. And so the idea being, so we say, look, if our service has a high process utilization or a high memory utilization, in either case, we basically have the service is out of control. The process is consuming too many resources, so we're going to go have a look and take some action. If both happen, we don't want to get two alerts. We just want one. All right, basically because if one happens, chances are the other's happening as well, or it's the same core issue that's going on. And so rather than get two alerts, we'll use our aggregate, as I mentioned, to just create one alert if either of those happens. So then the next thing we'll do is we'll basically go through all of those different relationships that we have, and we'll put dependency monitors on them. I'm not going to sit here and talk all through these. And basically what we'll do is we'll kind of start from the top and we'll work our way down to all the different classes that we've created. And so we will then be able to go back to that diagram monitor or the diagram view for our application and actually see all of those classes that are currently unmonitored. We should start to see that health roll up. And we'll do a little bit of testing. We'll create some error conditions, and we'll watch the unit monitors go red, and then watch, of course, the red state flow all the way up to the application. So let's go ahead and start building that. Okay, so here we are back in our management pack, and let's go ahead and start off. We'll create the aggregate. What I'll do after the aggregate is then we'll create that other monitor that we use the custom aggregate as the parent. Okay, so the first thing we'll do is say, I'll go ahead and put that in the same template group that we already have. I'll say add template monitor aggregate. Okay, look at the properties. And its target is going to be our central receiver. Parent monitor ID is going to be that performance. Okay, remember what we're doing here is aggregating just the service performance. Okay, its ID. We're going to call it, I'll call it aggregate monitor dot central receiver dot service performance. Okay, we're going to keep it worst of algorithm. Okay, I can make it worst of or best of. We talked about that. Display name, I'm going to say service performance. This is what's going to show up in the Health Explorer. Okay. Match monitor health. We'll say alert on state is going to be error. And our alert name is central receiver performance. I'll say is running high. Or I probably should say central receiver. We're all messed up. Tell you what, let's hold on. Let's go back a sec. Okay, start again. Okay, then the alert name, I'll say central receiver service consuming excessive resources. Basically, we're saying it's taking high memory or high processor. Need a description. I'll say here. Service is consuming high processor or memory. Okay. Okay, so what this is going to do now is what we'll do. This is the alert that we're going to get if we get high processor or high memory. In a moment, we'll go and we'll turn off the alerting for the processor. And so what we're doing is consolidating the old monitor and the new monitor, which are going to go under this one. If either one goes to a critical state, our aggregate is going to throw that one alert. Okay, so let's go back here to our central receiver processor. This is the one we already have in place, and so let's change its parent monitor ID. Okay, so let's go ahead and save that one. Now what I should be able to do is go over here to the processor, and I should be able to change its parent monitor ID. Notice we now see our new aggregate in addition to the other standard aggregates that we've seen. Okay, so I'm going to move it underneath that one. Then what I'm going to do is change its alert on state to none. Okay. Then what I'll do is copy this one. And what we're going to kind of sort things there. And then what I'll do is change this new monitor into the into a monitor for the memory, as we talked about. Okay. So same target. Parent monitor ID will stay the same. That's our new aggregate. Monitor type ID the same. Operational state, I think, okay, so we have it set to critical. Really, the only thing I need to change is here the counter name instead of percent processor time. I'm going to change this to private bytes. There are other memory working set and things that you can change here. I'm not going to go all into that right now, the different ways to monitor memory. And the threshold, let's say 100 megs, which is 123, 123. Basically, this is measured in bytes, okay? So I now have I should take those out since those alert has to do with the processor and we're not counting on those doing an alert anyway. Then its display name, I can say service memory utilization. And its ID should be central receiver dot memory. Okay. So now if I save that, Okay, and what this is saying here, what this warning is, let me show this. It's saying it's not going to generate an alert unless you change the value of the alert on state property. We turn this off, we set it to none, basically saying this is not going to generate an alert. The reason that we're getting a warning here is we have an alert name and description. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and remove those. That's just authoring extensions warning us, hey, it looks like you probably want to have this monitor create an alert, but this configuration you have, it's not going to. So that's fine. Remember, we're just going to alert on the aggregate. So let's go ahead and build. And that looks fine. I'll go ahead and install it. Okay, so now we're installed. Okay, I'm going to pause this just to give it a second to take effect. Let's cut this part out. Okay, so let's give this a sec. Okay, so here we are. New manager pack installed. Let's go ahead and look at our central receiver. And I'll look at the Health Explorer. And if you recall before, when we opened up performance, we saw our processor here. But now we see service performance, and this is our aggregate, right? And so in fact, we can look at the monitor properties here. And we can see our health rollout policy. We're doing a worse state. Alerting, this gives the alert. Oh, looks like I had a typo there in my alert name, no big deal. But this is where we're going to get the alert from for either of these two monitors. And you can see there's our processor utilization, which we had before, as well as our new memory utilization. So if either of these goes to a critical state, then we're going to go ahead and fire that one single alert. And of course, then if the other one goes, if both of them go to a red state, we're only going to get one alert, which is exactly what we want. Okay? So that's our aggregate monitor. So the next thing we want to do now is get all of our dependency monitors into place. So we've seen this diagram view a few times now. And of course, what we see, let's go ahead and zoom out on it. Okay, we have monitoring down here at our central server or central processor. What we don't have, though, is that monitoring rolling up to these are the classes up here, our application, our stores class over here, coming up from the store servers and the store clients. We do have monitoring going on down here, but we want that to roll up. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's get our dependency monitors created. So basically we can see that health state across the entire diagram. So what we want to do now is create our dependency monitors. And so if we look here, we've seen this diagram view several times, and of course we created our discoveries for these different roll-up classes, but we're not rolling the health up to them yet, so they're not showing that they're being monitored. We have certainly a monitoring going on underneath central processor, central receiver, and these different monitoring scenarios that we've created, but we're not getting the health roll-up to these other classes, and that's what the dependency monitors will do for us. So that's what we want to create now. Now, we want to be a little bit intelligent about what we do. We don't necessarily, remember I mentioned that we can roll up different aggregate monitors through our dependencies. We can go to the entity level, we can roll up our availability between them, performance between them, we can roll up individual monitors. And I just want to give an example. I've talked about SQL quite a bit. But let's have a look here at, this is the database engine. Of course, looks like I have a warning here. In my lab environment, which is not common, fairly underpowered machines, looks like it's just something that didn't quite update yet. I think that was just a minor performance issue in my lab. But what's interesting here, if you know, remember database engine hosts database. But if you look here under availability for a database engine, you don't see any mention of databases here. If I go under performance though, you can see here's a dependency monitor between database engine and database. So if I go here and I can look at performance and you see DB space and destination log, all of these are monitors targeted at a database. And just to show that, let's complete the whole thing here and have a look at that. So here's my database view. Here's that exact database I was looking at. And you can see here are all of those monitors for performance. Same ones that we saw that were being rolled up to the database engine. But what we're not rolling up is the availability. And the logic, I would assume, for the authors of the SQL management pack is if a database is unavailable, it may be offline. or, you know, there may be some issue with the database itself, but it's probably not something that should be rolled up to the database engine itself. The database engine we're monitoring on its own. If it's healthy, but a database is having an availability issue, it's most likely just specific to the database and has no relation to the engine. But a performance issue with the database very likely could be an issue with the engine itself. And so that's the rationale that they used, that let's roll up just performance for all the databases, which are all here, but not the availability. And so it's that kind of thing, that kind of logic that we want to have a look at. Now, of course, this application is completely made up. It's completely fictional, so I can kind of make up the logic I want to use. But in general, and I'm going to kind of do a few different combinations just so we can see the different effect that they have on our Health Explorer, and where you see that the health gets rolled up to. But in general, the approach I'm going to take is I'm going to say, you know, over here at the stores side, I'm not interested in performance. Certainly, we are the individual store service and store clients, we're going to measure their performance. I don't honestly don't recall if we have any monitors in those in place yet, but certainly a full-blown real management pack for that application would have some performance monitoring at that level. But we're not going to roll those up all the way up here to application. That's kind of specific to each store. Maybe we'll roll up performance just at the store level, but not up here where we kind of have these higher level roll-up classes. There, I'm just interested in availability. When I go up to my executive level reporting, which is most likely what I'm going to use this application class for, we're just looking at the availability of the stores, and I'm not going to pay attention to performance. Over here on the central side, I am going to be interested in that. I am interested in availability and performance. I'm going to roll those up separate as opposed to just grabbing the entity level. And the reason for that is I'd really like to see that difference. You know, if I show something here at the central and I show a red, I'd like to know, is that an issue with an availability of one of the central components, meaning we could be completely down, or is it an issue with performance, where chances are we're still working properly, the application is functional, but it's experiencing degraded performance. That's a pretty significant difference. And so my central, because it affects all of the application and all the different stores using it, I'm very interested in performance and availability. Where on the store side, it's very local to the individual store, I'm just going to worry about availability. So again, you may have a different logic that you choose to use, and that's perfectly fine. My job is essentially to say, if this is the effect you're going for, then here's how you would implement it. So that's what we're about to do, and what we'll do is build out all these dependency monitors. I'll also do a couple just at the entity level, just so we can see what that looks like, and you can see what the effect of doing that is. Okay, so here we are back in our management pack. And I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to create actually a new template group to hold all our roll-ups. So I'll say monitors dependency. I'm going to call this roll-ups. Okay, so select that, and let's just lock in the properties there. Okay, so what I'll do, let's go ahead and first we'll do that stores side. So let's start from the top. You know, with that, we have the application class, then we have the stores, which is the stores roll-up class, then we have the store class, which is the individual stores, and then of course the store server and client. So those are the different dependencies that we need to create. And as I mentioned before, we're only going to do the availability aggregate for those. So we're not going to worry about performance. So I'll talk through the first one in most detail here, and then we'll kind of shoot along and create the other one. So first off, I'll set the target, kind of go for the bottom up here. And the target is going to be the application class. Basically, in dependency monitor, we have the health of one class depending on the health of another class. So the target is the class that is depending on. In other words, the class that is going to get the other one added to its health state, to its Health Explorer. So that's our target class. The next thing we need to set is the relationship type. So the authoring extensions here is intelligent enough to look at the application class and know that there are two different relationships that it can have as a dependency monitor. Remember, I said that when we define the dependency monitor, we don't have to say the two classes that are involved. Basically, we set the relationship, and the relationship already understands which are the source and target classes that the dependency will work on. So I'm going to say stores here. Okay. Parent monitor ID, this is the monitor on the target side, on the application class side that we are rolling up to. So we have our standard aggregates here, as well as entity state. Okay, now in this case, we want to put the health of the stores rollup class underneath the availability aggregate of the application. Okay, and we'll see some examples when we get over to Central. We'll do availability and performance, and we'll also do one with entity just to see the implications of that. Okay, so then the member monitor, this is the one that we are rolling up from. Now, in this case, we only see aggregates when we get down a little lower and we start getting to classes that actually have monitors on, that have unit monitors on them. We'll have the unit monitors listed here, and we'll see that we can actually roll up a specific unit monitor as opposed to just the aggregates. We're not going to. It's not quite as common as rolling up aggregates, but it certainly is a possibility. There are certain scenarios where that can be interesting. Okay, then the ID, we're going to give it monitor.dependency. We're going to say application depends on stores, and we'll say dot availability, okay, because that's just the availability. And it's just kind of the standard naming scheme that you'll tend to see used for IDs for these. The display name, I'm going to put stores. This is the name that's going to show up in the Health Explorer for the application class. And so this, you know, we don't want some big long name there, and this is going to sit underneath the availability aggregate. So this display name makes sense, and when we actually install the MP, then we'll see where that shows up. I'm not going to set anything for alert, but we can alert on dependencies, just like we alerted on the aggregate monitor earlier. We can also alert on dependency monitors if that makes sense to you. And then I'll set that as public. Remember, we need it to be public if a user is going to be able to set an override on it. Okay, because our manager pack is sealed, the override will have to live in another manager pack. They may want to override it to turn on alerting, for example. Okay, so there's our first dependency monitors in place, and that will roll up the stores rollup class to the application class. So let's go ahead and do a copy. Yeah, I didn't do that correctly. A copy and a paste. And then we'll set our next one. Okay, so like I said, let's just go down the store side here. So now I need stores to depend on store. Remember that naming scheme was a little bit strange, I acknowledge, but this is our stores rollup. And it says that's the only one. It contains the individual store class. I'm going to keep availability. And I'll change this to, I'll say stores depends on store. Okay. And I'll just leave that display name the same. That'll make sense as well in that one. So that one's good to go. Then the next we need is store contains store server and store client. Okay, so I'll come here. Target is going to be store. We see that we have those two. It contains the server and the client. I'll start with store server. Stay here, store server. Oh, I'm sorry, it'll be store depends on store server. Okay, and then I'll say this is store servers. All right, so still fairly straightforward. And then one more, and I'll create the client here. Depends on store client. And we'll say clients. Okay. So let's just compile that, make sure that we didn't make any mistakes in that. But these are all the dependencies down that store side. If you think of the diagram view that I've been showing over and over, this handles all of those, the different components out at the stores in our sample app. And of course, remember, we're only doing the availability aggregate here. So that compiled fine. So now let's do the central side. Remember, central, I said we wanted to measure availability and performance. So basically that means we're going to need two different dependencies, for each of those relationships, one for performance and one for availability. So let's start by copying this one. Okay, same target because that's application. Only this time we're going to say application contains central. And I'll say central, this is availability. And I'm going to put here central components. That just word kind of makes sense if we're looking at the top level application. Here's the rolled up health of all of the central components of the application. Okay, so that looks good. Just get our sorting right here, kind of help you keep control of things. But then I'm going to need to copy this one and do exactly the same thing for performance. So what I'll do here is I'll change these aggregates to performance. Okay, we'll change this here at the end. And the one other thing we're going to change here is category, right? The other ones are category availability health. This one should be for performance health. Okay. So that handles our central. So now let's go and let's copy the availability. I'll say, let's see, application depends on central. Let's copy this one. And now let's create the dependencies for the relationships that involve that central class. Okay. Central. And we can see there we have central processor, central receiver, database, and websites. All right, so let's go down the list here. I'll say central processor. We're going to do availability. And this is central depends on central processor. Having a problem there. There we go. Central processor. Okay. That's availability, so let's then copy that one for performance. And you can see this gets maybe a little bit tedious charging along here. We have quite a few that we're creating at one time, which really makes it look like that. You can see that we're also going to get a little bit redundant here, so you may want to fast forward the video here. I'm going to kind of charge along. I'll talk through things a bit as we go, but I think some of this is going to be fairly obvious what we're doing. In any event, let's go ahead and copy that one for central processor. I guess we're doing for performance on this one. So let's change this to central receiver. But the other thing this really drives home is just the dependency monitors are pretty straightforward to create. You can see, these things are pretty different classes that we have here, pretty different monitoring, but really I'm just doing a bunch of copying and pasting. And you can kind of see the value here as well of the tool that we have available to us, the authoring extensions. Okay, so let's copy, I'm going to copy this one here. I think it'll be just a little bit less things that I'm going to have to change. Availability, we'll say central receiver. Okay, central receiver. Oop. Okay, look good there. And so now let's go ahead and do that database. Okay, so let's do availability first. This contains database. All right, copy that one, and we'll make that for performance. Okay, change that. All right, we have one more here, which is for the websites, that websites rollup class. Okay, websites. All right, and then just one more. Let's copy that for performance, that one there. All right. So let's just go ahead and compile that, make sure we're good. And while that's compiling, we still have two more that we need to create. One, we need to remember we have websites is a rollup class to take the website class that we've included over from the IIS management pack. And so we want a dependency monitor there. And we also want one between our central processor and the queue class. Remember, just because that's a hosting relationship, we still need to have a dependency monitor on top of it in order to roll up the health. So the first one I'm going to do is that websites. Now I'm going to do something a little bit different here. Remember I had mentioned before that entity state. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to say websites. Okay, that's this one here, websites. Let's just take it's websites contains website. Okay. What I'm going to do though is I'm going to take the entity state on this one. Now I'll admit right up front, this will work. This absolutely is valid. You can roll up entity state, and there are absolutely cases where we do that. When we get over it, when we install the management pack and have a look at how all this works, you'll actually see that this causes a problem. We're not going to get the health rolled up properly. We will between these two classes, but we're going to have a problem rolling it up from websites to central. I could sit here and explain it now, but I think it'll make a heck of a lot more sense when you actually see it. And so I'll show you that in a moment. This one note here, when I'm going to go ahead and choose entity state, but you also see there are all these monitors in place for a website. And so as I mentioned before, it's not just aggregates that we can roll up. We can roll up very specific monitors up to other classes. So just to illustrate that. Okay, so I'm going to say here, I'll say websites depends on website, and then I'll take off that there since it's not availability or for performance. And I think we're good, okay. And then the last one is that queue, and this, nothing special on that, it's really going to be the same thing that we've been doing. So let's say target is going to be central processor. Okay, relationship type, central processor hosts queue, so be availability. So I'll say central processor depends on queue. This is for availability, so I'll say queues here. Okay, and then our last one, which is going to be same thing for performance. All right, so let's just make sure that all compiles up, and assuming we have no mistakes here, then we can go ahead and install. Okay, so we look solid. Looks like we have no mistakes. Everything's good, so I'm going to go ahead and let's install, and then we can have a look at it. Okay, so let's go have a look. Okay, so here we are back in the operations console, and so we can obviously see that we do have a health state, so something is certainly working correctly, but let's delve into these a little bit more and have a look at some of the details and see if we can illustrate a lot of the things that I've talked about up until now. So first off, we go into the top level application here. If we go under availability, sure enough, we have central and stores, and we're rolling up the availability for each one. Now central actually drills down to the other central components, and those are all the other dependency monitors we were looking at. Give me a moment, we'll look at those directly on the central class. Let me roll that back up. Performance though, we just see central. Sure enough, that's exactly what we would expect, because for the stores classes, we were only rolling up the availability monitors. We were not rolling up performance. And so sure enough, we can see here, if I go into one store, and we view all, we can see, there we go, there's our store servers and our store clients. We don't see any performance though, right? Now, we might want to say, hey, on the store level, let's go ahead and roll up performance, but not roll it up to the higher level beyond that. So again, this is just all, I'm less concerned with arguing why I chose the certain behavior I did, and more really just showing the type, how you would implement the different types of behavior that you're interested in doing. But let's look at over here at Central, and there are a few things that I want to show here. Let me just zoom out so we can see everything. I guess let's close task there. Okay, there we can see a lot better. All right, and there's our Central processor, and there's our queue classes down there. And let's roll out our websites. Okay. Well, in fact, let's look at our database while we're here. And there's our databases. Sure enough, we can see, you know, database has all of its health that came from the SQL management pack. And if we go into Health Explorer here for Central, we see availability and performance for everything. So just like I showed the database, we just essentially inherited all of that monitoring from the SQL MP. There's the availability for our database. Here's performance for our database. Okay, so we're rolling that up nice. We can see we have our central processor, central receiver, and we can drill down on those, which I will in a moment. But one thing that might look a little curious here, I show websites, but of course I show under both availability and performance, but it's not showing monitored. And I see just this kind of blank availability and performance there. Well, the reason for that, remember on websites, we rolled up its entity. So if I look here, the sites below this class, we rolled up basically their entity health to entity health. So this is completely working. We can absolutely see that we're including the website's health in the overall health of this rollup class, but not underneath the availability and the performance aggregates. So as a result of that, those aren't going to roll up. If we did an SLA, say based on availability, it's not going to come into play. All right, so if we had rolled up from websites here up to Central, if we had done that at the entity state, then it would affect the entity state of the Central class. Okay, so but that's what's important, is to understand basically where we're rolling up, you know, what our monitor, our different monitor and our aggregate targets are when we do that. Let's look at over here at Central, or I should say at Central Processor. Over here, remember the central processor contains all those queues. Okay, now we see performance here. We don't have any performance monitor on those queues now, which is why they're not showing monitor, but we see all the queues under there as we would expect. And actually later on, moving forward, when we do our script monitoring, we're going to eventually have some monitoring against those queues. And so we'll see some health states there at that time. But we can certainly see the availability monitoring. Here for our different queues, okay, and that's rolling up for availability and really should roll all the way up. But let's do a little bit of testing here. So let's go ahead and get a couple of error states, and let's make sure that we actually are getting the health roll up as we would expect. Switching over, let's cut this out. Wait for it. Okay. Okay, so here I am on the server that's acting as my central processor, as well as my web server. Okay, so there's two things I'm gonna do. This store's website here, this is the one that's being monitored under websites. I'm just gonna stop it. Okay, and that should create an error state on that website. And then if you remember the monitor that we have in place right now for the queues was based on that event. If I create an event with ID 201, and I have the name of the queue in the event description, then we should get a critical state. Okay, so basically what I'm doing here, just by those two actions, I should be getting an error state on one of my queues and on my website. Okay, so sure enough, we see a whole lot of red here now, and we can see our queue health is rolling all the way up to the application. And if I go into here, I can look at the Health Explorer. Okay, and sure enough, makes a little more sense if I show the whole thing, but we see here our queues are rolling up unhealthy. The other two are healthy, and of course we're doing a worst of state. So if any of these go to a critical state, we're going to roll up the critical, the worst health that we have there. Okay, we could have changed that algorithm if we wanted to. But now what I want to do, remember that this monitor was a manual reset. So basically, I can't create a second event to reset its health. I have to manually do it with a reset health. So let me reset the health there, and I want to see how this is going to roll up when we still have that critical state on our website. Okay, so that's now healthy. And if we just give a second here for this to roll up. So sure enough, we've gone healthy now. But this is what's interesting. We saw from the queue, we saw that error state roll all the way up. But the website just stopped here. And again, I've really already answered this question, but I really want to drive this home. Remember, we rolled up here availability and performance of the website. Okay, if I look here at this class, these are the health states that are rolled up. Is this one here availability and performance? This site's here, it's affecting its entity health, but we didn't roll up entity health. Okay, so really what I have here, this is not really a configuration that I would do most likely in a management pack. If I wasn't interested in rolling up health, I probably just wouldn't have created the dependency monitor. Right, I don't have to create a dependency monitor between websites and the central class. Right, I may just choose not to create one at all. But the one I've created here is essentially not working. And the reason for that is because I really haven't rolled up the right health from the down level class. Okay, so hopefully that drives home all those concepts. And again, just to repeat, the point in this little exercise is not really to argue why I chose to roll up different availability and performance and entity states on my different classes here, as much as to show how you would implement this different logic, and also really to get you to think about what kind of logic are you looking to implement. When you really think about your application that you're trying to monitor, what do you consider healthy and not healthy? What sort of conditions should go against the SLA? When I think about my entire application here, you know, I may be measuring, this might go to my executive level reporting as far as the availability of this application. So I chose to say availability and performance over here at Central, just availability on the stores class. Okay, but that decision was not really a manage and pack implementation decision as much as it was a manage and pack design. Okay, so hopefully this drives all those concepts home. And with all that, we can close the topic of dependency monitors.